This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, 98.9 Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, all excited to get James Whitaker back on, the Win the Day podcast guy. And James, it's great to have you back, man. Hey, man, you always make our day. Thank you.
Hey, oh, you make my day. I'm always happy to be here.
It's so cool that more and more listeners are now reaching out to us with these great questions that they have for you. And if you ever want to come on the air, there's a couple ways that you can do it. You can either call us, 818-2899. You can reach out to me, Sandy, at RochesterBuzz.com. Or you can leave a voice message on our free Audacy app, AUDACY.
Just like we did here, right?
With Lisa. Yep. Lisa left us a message.
Okay, James, take a peek at this.
I want to ask James Whitaker a question, but I'm a bus driver, so I probably won't be able to come on the air. Can you ask him, how do you build confidence in kids without them being overly confident?
I interpreted that as without being entitled. I mean, what does that mean? Right? Is that reading between the lines?
Wow.
There's an interesting nuance to that, isn't it?
Yeah, interesting. How do you build confidence like that?
So it's a really good question. So the first thing that I would do is take responsibility for your own actions. This is probably not the direction that you thought that I was going to go in.
Interesting.
Modeling the behavior yourself is so good. Now, if you're a parent, and I'm not saying you do this, Lisa, or that anyone else is doing this, but if you're raising your voice so much, or you're really not providing that emotional safety when a kid does something that you don't agree with, or if you've had a particularly stressful day, I mean, we've all been there, myself included, we're all guilty of that from time to time, that's ruining their confidence. So having that emotional safety by modeling the behaviors yourself, listening, something I always tell my daughter. My son's a bit too young for it, but I always tell my daughter we listen with more than our ears. So what I'm looking for her is I want her to listen with her eyes. I want her to give me that full attention. So modeling that behavior yourself and creating emotional safety, I think, is very, very, very important. Second of all is doing challenging things incrementally. So you don't want to just throw them in the deep end. I think just go and find, it's a bit like riding a bike. You've got to go through a process. You've got to shadow them. You've got to be able to do challenging things incrementally. And finally, I would encourage children just to go and find things that they enjoy. And the only way that they can find things that they enjoy is to go and try a whole bunch of different things. An example of that would be when my daughter started playing soccer. She was very young. I wouldn't call it soccer. I'm not sure what sport they were playing.
It was not chase the ball. It was called chase the ball.
Exactly.
Or just
like
look at
over
it.
The ball. There was not much soccer being played. She went and did gymnastics, and she absolutely loved gymnastics.
That was her thing. But she had to get through soccer to find gymnastics, right?
Exactly, yeah. And she had, I think it was through soccer, she met a friend who said that she was doing gymnastics, and she was like, we were like, all right, let's go and give it a shot. And she was not great at all at gymnastics when she first started, but she loved it so much that she would practice handstands, cartwheels. You know, we'd take her out for an ice cream. She's doing a cartwheel while she's waiting for her ice cream to get ready. And as a result of just doing the reps, she's very, very confident in that domain of gymnastics now.
I see, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a whole,
they're the steps that I would focus on.
You know, there's a whole other conversation about how you get kids to try different things. That's a big sticking point in my world right now, too. You know,
yeah,
how do you get them to try? I don't want to play soccer.
Yeah,
you gotta try.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
having friends, I think, is a big, honestly, as recently as yesterday, my daughter said to me that she had some people in her gymnastics class. She's been doing it for a couple of years now. We've just started a new schedule. She's with a bunch of randoms, people she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that some of them were saying some mean things to her. And at the same time, she's got her best friend of the class. It's 15 minutes later. So we're going to, for the next schedule, make sure her and her friend can be in the same class.
There's safety
things
in numbers.
Like that can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And our confidence went up a couple of notches. Wait, James, thanks, man.
Oh, thanks. I'm here to help. And call in if anyone's got anything that we can help them with. Yeah, I'd love to get you on the air.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, follow James on all the socials at James Witt, WHITT, or you can listen to his podcast, Win the Day. He has a Facebook group, too, you can be a part of. It's James Whitaker. Thank you.
Thanks, BuzzFam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.